chapter number 3, we're going to be going this morning. All the people on the platform are gone, but that's going to make, let them know we actually have acquired another projector, and it won't be long, and we'll have a projection on the back wall for everybody that's on the platform, so they don't have to do this. Amen. I'm glad I have my notes right here. Amen. And I'm not going to use that for my notes by any means. Praise the Lord. I'll keep them close to me. Praise God. So I can halfway maybe read them correctly. Praise the Lord. Amen. James chapter number 3. And I want to read verses 13 through 18 this morning. And it starts out, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father in heaven, we praise your wonderful name. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for your presence in this house this morning. Thank you for the love that we feel coming down from heaven above via the Holy Ghost of God. And God, we pray that you would continue to minister and move in our hearts and in our minds as we share your wonderful word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You can be seated again this morning. I want to preach to us. I don't want to take you back with the title, but I want you to listen to me and hear me out this morning. But I want to preach on always a wise guy. Immediately, you probably know what that means. In the world, or according to most definitions, the North American definition is a person who speaks and behaves as if they know more than others. Always a wise guy. Maybe you've heard that before. Maybe you've been called that before. I don't know. Praise the Lord. Probably at some given point in our lives, we've been the wise guy. We've been the one that piped up and act like we knew more than who was trying to tell us something. The wise guy. And that's where that terminology came from. It wasn't a good terminology. It was more of a derogative terminology. It was pointing out a lack of integrity and a lack of wisdom in its true sense. And so James chapter 3 verse 13, who is a wise guy? And so if you'll bear with me this morning, I'm going to take you to the righteous side of the wise guy. I'm going to take you to who is really a wise individual on the face of this earth. Amen? Now notice in verse number 17, it says, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." In other words, there's things spoken here. If you go back and you read the first part of James chapter 3, you'll get a little bit more of the picture. Because the beginning part of James chapter 3 is talking about the tongue, that unruly member that cannot be tamed, and how that it is set on fire of hell, and it is very destructive, the tongue. But then he makes this statement, and he asks this question, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation, not necessarily just the words that he speaks, but yet that includes that, but it's the behavior of that individual. Let him show out of his good behavior and the words that he speaks, if you will, his works with meekness of wisdom. Now these are some words that are foreign words probably to this world. Meekness. Yeah. The world thinks meekness is weakness. But meekness is power with God and God's power on you. Hallelujah. And so who is a wise man? Who's always a wise guy? Hallelujah. Who's going to be the one that allows God to work in his heart, in his mind, in his life? Who is the one that's going to have that wisdom that's from above? Hallelujah. Now, Paul told us that Jesus Christ is our power with God and our wisdom of God. So when James is talking about that wisdom that's from above, he is making full reference to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is making full reference to the fact of Jesus coming down and taking up abode in you and I as believers. Hallelujah. You and I as human beings that have professed Jesus is our Savior, who is a wise man. Hallelujah. That wise man is that individual that allows Christ to come in, take up abode, and begin to rule and reign. In all of his glory, all of his splendor, all of his pomp, all of his power, all of his love, all of his mercy, all of his kindness. Woo, hallelujah, praise God. You want some of these things in your life? Well, you're going to have to take it all. You can't just pick and choose which ones you want. You got to take Jesus. Hallelujah, you just got to take Jesus. Always a wise guy, hallelujah. There's always someone who always thinks they know it all. I'm going to confess to you this morning, I used to be one of them. I did. I thought I always knew it all. And it doesn't take away from the fact that you know things. It's not what it is. It's not the knowledge problem. It's not knowing a lot of things. It's the attitude that comes with it sometimes. Woo. And so I want to deal with that just for a little bit before I move on in this message. In verse 17 it says, but wisdom that is from above is first pure. Of course it's pure because it's coming from above. It's knowledge from above. It's an attitude from above. It's then peaceable and gentle. And this is the one I want to deal with for a little while. Easy to be entreated. And that little phrase means teachable. Teachable. You see, a teachable person, here are some characteristics, and this is a test. For the next 60 minutes, not 60 seconds, 60 minutes, this is a test. No, it won't be 60 minutes, not for this part anyway, praise God. But for the next few moments, this is your test, this is my test, to find out and admit to ourselves, am I really a wise guy? Am I really teachable? You go back to the very beginning of chapter 3, you find that James says, let us not be many masters, for there will be great condemnation. Yeah, everybody wants to be the wise guy in the sense of the wrong definition. But how many want to step up and be the wise guy that follows Christ? Hallelujah. Because that takes realness of manhood, if you will. That takes great courage to step up and surrender to Jesus Christ. Anybody can be the old natural wise guy. But only those who realize what true wisdom is will be the true wise guy in this world. A wise guy is a teachable individual in the good sense. A teachable person, listen to these scriptures. A teachable person studies God's word. Deuteronomy 17, 18 through 20. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of which is before the priest and the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God and keep all the words of the law and these statutes and to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. This was a command to the individual that was going to be king. All the laws of God were written and kept by the priests, by the Levites. But when a king came on the scene, he was to be given a copy. This is where the title of scribes came from. Because he was to have his own personal copy. So he could read it every day. So he could be the king that God would want him to be. Woo! Now you realize we've moved from a natural realm of the kingdom of God to the spiritual realm of the kingdom of God. And every one of us in here this morning probably have God's word in one shape, form, or a fashion. Whether it's on your smartphone, whether it's on your computer, or whether you have the book in your hand. Hallelujah. And it has been given to us by God that we can be teachable and begin to study God's word. In Acts 17 and 11, you might say, well, that was in the Old Testament, and that was an Old Testament king. Well, in Acts 17 and 11, which is in the New Testament, it says, these were more noble than those of Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Whoa! I'm talking about a wise guy this morning. Talking about a wise individual this morning. Hallelujah. Because a wise individual is teachable. Hallelujah. A teachable person is attentive. Now, if you've been in a Christian school and in Christian education any at all, you know that is one of the character traits of ACE school curriculum. You know that is one of the things that we emphasize and we stress a lot in school is to be attentive. And especially when someone is speaking to you or when you're reading your lessons. I don't know whether you realize it or not, but you can read all through God's word and not be attentive to it. Attentive is an attitude. Hallelujah. Attentive. A teachable person is always attentive. In Isaiah 51 and 1, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. What's God saying there? I am the one that has brought you up, brought you out. You need to listen to what I have to say. Be attentive. Matthew 13, 16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Attentive. A teachable person is attentive. Praise God. It's very amazing. Someone that's not teachable is not attentive. They just, you know, they're looking for the fly on the wall. You know, they're looking for the flag that maybe is a little crooked. You know, they're looking at the piano lid is a little dusty maybe. They're looking, that microphone's a little crooked. They ain't teachable. They're doing their own thing. Their mind's occupied with themselves, see. But if I'm going to be a wise individual, I got to learn to be attentive. This is something that the Lord dealt with me many years ago. And you know, when he called me to preach, he called me to be attentive. He called me to be attentive to any preacher that's preaching, any teacher that's teaching. It makes no difference if I've heard the message 1,500 times. I need to listen to it again. Hallelujah. I need to be attentive to it. Praise God. I love it. I really do. That's why when I sing Amazing Grace, it's just like the first time I've ever sung it. Because I am attentive to what it's saying. I'm attentive to what it means to my heart. Just like that song that we sung a while ago, this is my story. When I sing that, my story is flashing through my mind of what God has done for me. I'm attentive to that song and what it is saying. But how many times do you go through song service and you ain't never heard a word each song said? Because you were not attentive to what was going on, what God was speaking. So a wise man, a teachable person is attentive. They pay attention because God's talking. God speaking. Hallelujah. We see a teachable person seeks God. Jeremiah 29:13, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Wow. Ever read the scripture, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways? That means a double-minded man is, okay, I'll take God today because we're in church. Tomorrow I'll do my own thing. That's a double-minded man. It's a double-minded individual. But that single-hearted person who gives it all to God and all to Jesus Christ, well, I'm with God today, I'm with God tomorrow, I'm with God the next day. God is my God, and I will serve him with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength, and all my mind. Hallelujah. So a teachable person is always seeking after God's directives for his life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Proverbs 2:3-6. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as hidden treasure, then thou shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Where does wisdom come from? Hallelujah. It comes from God. It comes from above. Hallelujah. And so we're seeing then the character trait here of teachableness. The reality of being a teachable individual is very, very important in my walk with God, in my understanding of God, in my relationship with God. Moving from religiosity to true Christianity is that relationship Sister Lindsay was talking about. Hallelujah. And becoming teachable. Teachable. Not that old wise guy you used to be, but that new wise guy you've become. Ooh, teachable. A teachable person is humble. Proverbs 11:2, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. 1 Peter 5:5, likewise ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humility. That's when I realize how desperately I need God. Humility. That God knows better than I do. Humility. You see, I can't picture God as the orchestrator of sin. And I can't picture God as the one that's going to just punish me if I don't believe in him. I've got to begin to humble my heart and begin to inquire, God, who are you? Show me. It's kind of like many individuals in the New Testament when they started hearing about Jesus, and they would come and say, we want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. We want to encounter Jesus. We want to know him. We've heard about him, but we want to know him. And that's just in the New Testament there, in the Gospels of Jesus Christ, because they had heard the great things he was doing, but they wanted to come and find out for themselves. You see, when you come in humility, that's when God will reveal himself unto you. I can remember it very vividly many, many times before I ever surrendered to Jesus Christ, how God came and revealed himself unto me. Just to keep pulling down my pride, my preconceived ideas, my old wise guy, working on him big time. Wow. Bringing me to that place of humility. Humility. Hallelujah. So a teachable person is a humble person. Now, here's another word, and I spoke about it just previously a little bit ago. A teachable person is meek. And sometimes we wonder, why does the Bible say humility, and then why does it say meek or meekness? Because they are just a little bit different. Humility is my view of myself. Meekness is my view of other people. Meekness, if you will, is humility being worked out, is the action side of humility. Amen. And so we see the Bible speaks. I don't have these scriptures on the screen this morning, but the Bible speaks and uses terminology like esteeming others greater than yourself. You see, that know-it-all, that wise guy thinks he knows more than everybody else. Thinks he's smarter or she's smarter. It's not just limited to men. It's not limited to, it's human beings. And always thinking they know better than someone else. And bottom line is, they may know better than someone else. But when you have that attitude that goes with that, that's sin. That's sin. You've stopped God in his tracks in your life because you're not teachable. You're not trainable. You won't listen when God speaks because you think you already know it. Woo! So we don't want to be that wise guy. We want to be the wise guy that esteems others greater than yourself. We want to be the wise guy that loves your neighbor as yourself. Does anybody remember what commandment that was? The second greatest commandment. Nope, there we go, second. The first one was love thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy strength, and all thy mind. And then the second one was like unto it, to love your neighbor as yourself. Esteem others greater than yourself. Always realize you can learn something from a child. How many's learned something from a child? One thing you can learn is humility. Another one you can learn is kindness. I realize sometimes children can really be mean, and you don't want to learn that from a child. Amen. Because they're probably that way because you taught them in the first place. Praise God. Woo! Although meanness just comes natural because we're all born with that sin nature. You don't really have to teach a child how to disobey. What you got to do is train them how to obey. Praise God. Hallelujah. And with our Heavenly Father, sometimes that is a lifetime job of his children, teaching you and I how to obey him. Sometimes we're fast learners. Sometimes we're slow learners. But there is one thing that I have learned. Obedience to God always brings his presence, his power, and the reward of heaven. Hallelujah. There's no greater place to be than doing the will of God in your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. So a teachable person is meek. Meekness is humility in action. Esteeming others greater than myself. Psalms 25:9. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. James 1:21, it says, wherefore lay apart or put away, get rid of all filthiness, and that's just immorality, and superfluity of naughtiness, and that just means the excessive works and the lust of the flesh. Put that away and receive with meekness the engrafted word. There's that word again, meekness. What does that mean? That means my attitude is teachable and that God's ways are the right ways. And they're the only way that's going to bring deliverance and change in my life. That's receiving it with meekness. That's receiving it with humility. That's letting God's word begin to have its control and directive of my life, which is able to save your souls. You see, salvation, if you will, this morning, is all about attitude. Having the right mind frame, number one, about myself. And number two, having the right mind frame about my God. You see, I can receive that engrafted word if I have the right attitude towards God. To the fact that God has created all things, and he's created all things for his pleasure. And he has created all things to worship him. But every human being has the gift of choice. No matter how much God wants to help or move or work, he has limited himself to the choice of each human being. What is evil? Evil is the absence of God. Let an evil person invite God into their lives, and it's just like turning on the light switch, darkness leaves. But turn off the switch and don't want God in your life, then evil automatically returns. You ever read that scripture in the Bible about that one that come in, cleanse the place, cast out the devil? But when it come back, there was nothing in there. And he went and got seven more. And that was a worse condition than it was to begin with. You see, when evil goes out, you got to keep the light switch on. And you've got to become teachable before God. Hallelujah. So God can then put in that wonderful word of God to begin to transform and change my life. Hallelujah. It's just really amazing. And it's once again, and I hesitate to use my own thought pattern, but yet it's the one that I know the best. After God saved me, He dealt in my heart and spoke to me in my heart. And what He was doing, I know it now, but what He was doing, he was making me teachable. He was directing me to be teachable. And He just simply told me to take everything that I thought I knew about God, about Him, and just throw it away. And that He would then put back in all the truth that needed to be there. And so I had to throw away all my religiosity, all my traditions of my past, all my traditions of my heritage. And I'm thankful I was raised in a church. I am. But I did not encounter Jesus Christ there like I should have. And so everything that I learned that was right, that was good, He put right back in. And then continued to build thereon. Whew, praise God. But you see, you got to be teachable for growth. You got to be teachable for growth. And I'm going to share a little story with us here this morning. And then I will close right after this. Our cup, it's the title of this, is it full or is it empty? And I realize we read about God's word and how that our cup runneth over in the blessings of God as we serve God. But this cup is not that cup. This is a different illustration, so I want you to listen to this morning. It says, I want you to consider the insight of Dr. Scott Baker, which he learned from many years of teaching martial arts. And I'm not an advocate of martial arts, but yet this brings forth really about teachable this morning. The student's attitude is the most significant aspect of their nature, which contributes to either their success or failure in learning this complex system of skills. Attitude has a greater impact upon a student's success than natural ability and physical capacity. One can build capacity and endurance, and one can teach skills and abilities even to the untalented. But one cannot teach the unteachable. There's an old story about a student who comes to a master and asks him to teach him. The master invites the student to sit with him and have tea. While they're sitting, the master starts to converse with the eager young student. But every time the master starts to explain a point, the student would interrupt him and say, oh, I know that. I do this when that happens. Or I don't have that problem because... I think you're already getting the picture, aren't you? Soon the master stopped talking, picked up the teapot. He began pouring tea into the student's cup. And as the cup filled, he continued pouring until the cup overflowed and spilled out. And then the student shouted, stop, that's enough, my cup is full. With that, the old master smiled and replied, yes, your cup is full. Therefore, I can teach you nothing until you empty your cup.
Whoa.
Yeah. See, we're looking at the old wise guy trying to become a new wise guy. Your cup has to be empty. Your attitude's going to have to change. If you ever want to know the fullness of God, you've got to let God show it to you. If you think you already know it, you're stopped in your tracks. You'll go no farther. The moral of the story should be clear. The student had an unteachable attitude. Instead of listening to the master, he wanted to show how much he already knew. He was not open to learning anything new that he believed he had already learned. His cup of knowledge was full. He had to empty that cup before he could learn from the new master. Emptying your cup does not mean you must give up all you have learned. Forget all that you know. That would be absurd. To empty your cup simply means to adopt a teachable attitude. To put what you know about something out of your mind and listen to a new explanation and a new insight. If you are asked your experience or opinion, then by all means share it. Otherwise, hold what you know in abeyance so that you can benefit from this new learning opportunity. Always a wise guy, being teachable in the house of God, being teachable when I'm out and about, being teachable. What is that? Seeking God, reading God's word, attentive to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Humble before the Lord, meek before others. Hallelujah. You see, meekness. James chapter 3, verse 13, one more time. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge? Let him show out of his actions what he has learned. I'm paraphrasing this now to give you a little bit more expounding upon this. If you're really going to be wise and endued with knowledge, then you're going to have to show us, everybody else, that you are. Your actions will speak louder than your words. Show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. What is that? Teachableness. Meekness. Esteeming others greater than myself, that I might learn something from them. Always teachable. Always trainable. Always flexible, pliable. Different terminologies, different synonyms, different words. So now the righteous side, always a wise individual. Always a wise guy is that individual who is teachable and ready to hear. Teachable and ready to change. Teachable, ready to listen to all those around them. Wow. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. Who is a wise man? That's him. Number one, it's Jesus Christ. And as a child of God, we say with the Apostle Paul, it's not I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. And it's Christ coming in me that brings about being teachable. You go read the Gospels. You find that Jesus Christ knew more than anybody and everybody. But he was the most humblest, meekest man ever walked the face of the earth. And even when his own disciples were wise guys, in the bad sense, he showed them the wise guy in the good sense. Hallelujah. And he loved the children. If you will, he listened to the children. Because they're people too. Hallelujah. And we've said it before, we'll say it again. The children, Calvary Lighthouse Church, are not the church of tomorrow. They are the church of today. Hallelujah. They've got a part to play just as much as I do. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What are they? They are individuals that God is raising up to be part of his kingdom and to be part of his army. Wow. And what we have to display to them is what it is to be a wise individual. And as we display that to our children and the children that are around us and among us, then they will become wise individuals also. Ooh. Praise be to our God. Let's stand together. Sister Pepper, would you come back to the piano this morning? Hallelujah. Who is a wise man among you and endued with knowledge? Let him show others. Let him show others the goodness and the mercies of God Almighty, of what it is for Jesus Christ to come in and become Lord of our lives. Hallelujah. And then every one of us will be that wise individual. Praise be to God. Father in heaven, we praise your holy name and we thank you for your word. I thank you, God, that you have challenged my heart in new ways. Lord, even though this word is not new to me, Lord, you have challenged my heart in new ways, God. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord, to be that wise man endued with knowledge from above. Help me to show forth those works in meekness of wisdom. Oh God of heaven, hallelujah. Let your spirit work wonderfully in our hearts and our minds. Lord, taking us deeper in thy word. Higher, Lord God, in our walk with you and our allegiance unto you. Just work your wonderful works, Lord, in this house, this morning, at these altars of prayer. Praise be to our God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. These altars are open this morning. I invite you to come. Find a place to pray. Hallelujah. And let the Spirit of the Lord continue to work that wisdom in our hearts and in our minds.